Nick Schlosstein is filling packets with tiny arugula seeds. He'll mail these to locations across Alaska. You may know Schlosstein and his wife Leah Wagner from the Haines Farmers Market, or have tasted produce from their garden that's served up at the Fireweed or Sarah J's. But the biggest part of their business is this: online seed sales for Alaska gardens.
Talking to a lot of people who begin gardening in Alaska or even have been gardening for a long time, they have a lot of difficulty with even plants that should grow relatively easily. And a lot of that has to do with them not purchasing seeds that are specifically for a short season. And so by being a one-stop shop, even if it hasn't been Alaska grown seed until recently, we've been a place where new gardeners can come to get seeds that should work well with their climate.
Foundroot is an open pollinated seed company that's committed to selling seeds that work in this climate. They've sold seeds to over 60 communities in Alaska. Wagner conceived of the idea when she was new to the state. She spoke to gardeners and farmers about their challenges, from cool nights and early fall rain to microclimates.
A huge part of growing seeds in the place that you're sowing them is the fact that they become bioregionally adapted over time. So these seeds not only were selected for their, you know, kind of the attributes that make them better for Alaska gardens, but as we collect them in this place and grow them in this place, they become even better for our home.
Wagner says seeds that thrive in unusual climates are less popular and tend to disappear from seed catalogs. But hardy, Alaska-proven seeds are abundant in Foundroot's inventory. Alaska-proven means Foundroot doesn't sell anything that hasn't grown successfully in their own garden. Foundroot mostly sells seeds they source from outside the state. But by breeding seeds here, they can increase gardeners' chance of successful crops because they know the seeds will work locally. So they've been collecting seeds and re-sowing them since they started 6 years ago. This season is the first time they have commercial size and quality seed crops from their garden in Haines. Wagner calls it a seed-to-seed enterprise. Plants that grow from the seeds they sell will produce viable seeds themselves.
So what's different about us is that we only sell open pollinated seeds, which means that you can collect the seeds from everything that we sell. And so a huge part of our business model is teaching other people how to save their own seeds and kind of create a level of self-reliance and food security around that concept.
Food security is when people have access to enough nutritious food to maintain healthy lifestyles. According to the University of Alaska in Anchorage, nearly 15% of the state is food insecure. By cultivating these seeds, Foundroot is lowering one of the barriers to food security. They're making it easier for home gardeners to produce their own food.
In Alaska, you feel it a lot deeper. You know, just to ship some seeds to bush villages in the state is cost prohibitive for some people. And so the ability for them to maybe do one order and then be able to be producing their own seeds within the first season is, it would be huge in terms of increasing food security.
Almost all of the food in Alaska is imported, but Foundroot is chipping away at that, one packet of Alaska-grown seeds at a time. It's a small company with big goals, but if there's anything you can learn from a seed, it's that big results come in tiny packages. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.